Are we recording?
Yeah, it's recording.
We're definitely recording. Both the faders are up.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that stinking lamb went, Mary was sure to go.
That's the voice of Bruce Campbell. Good morning, sir. How are you?
It's the voice of reason.
Listen, I'm very excited to meet you. But I last night...
That's good for you.
It's good for me. Not necessarily good for you. But I met you last night and...
But that was last night.
And things have changed since then. I came away feeling that I'd made myself look a bit like a dick in front of you.
Why?
Because I came up to you and I did... I'm a fan, and I was trying to, you know, throw in some cool references. So I went, "Oh yeah, Bruce, really nice to meet you. Big fan of Bubba Hotep, which is one of the greatest films of all time. I think we'd all agree." And then I saw the film. My name is Bruce, mm-hmm.
and you realised that it was Bubba Hotep.
You are Bubba. No, but there's a bit in the film, isn't there, where the kids are arguing about whether you're any good or not. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, "Yeah, but I like Bubba Hotep." And he goes, "Yeah, everyone says that," or something like that. So I realised
everyone loves Bubba Hotep.
I hadn't appeared as cool as I thought, and I came away hating myself.
No, it's always good if you mention a movie that doesn't suck.
Right.
So you were correct in that.
And also, you have ruined my night.
Why is that?
Because the whole night after seeing that film, I went with my girlfriend, mm-hmm. and we ended up singing that bloody Gwandi song.
Yeah, it's a dangerous thing. You'll never get that song out of your head.
It's too catchy.
Guan Yu, Guan Mi, Guan Di. That was written by the McCain brothers, yes. The two guys who performed it in the movie. I met them promoting Evil Dead 2 in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And one Ben, the guy who played the mayor, was the anchorman.
Yeah.
On the local ABC affiliate there, and his brother Butch, who was the sheriff, he was the comedy weatherman.
Comedy weatherman?
Yeah. Where okay. He would go, it's going to snow up here, and, you know, butt crack, and we're going to get all the jokes and that, and the fake teeth and the whole bit. And so these guys started torturing me about being in movies. And I said, "Guys, you live in Oklahoma City. What, you don't, no, you have a great deal here.
Yeah.
No, we want to go to California." Like, don't. Stay here. Yeah. You have a great life. So they didn't listen to me. They moved to California and immediately started working. And so I knew that they had always recorded these cheesy songs. They keep giving me these CDs. "Yeah, we just recorded this new one." Just the cheesiest sort of folk stuff that would...
It's a great sound. They got great harmonies.
Not bad. And so I said, "You guys might be perfect to write this cheeseball theme song for it." And they jumped all over.
Gwandi is his name.
See,
the whole
you're already
journey
doing
home.
It.
In bed last night, Bruce, I'm trying to get some love in. And my girlfriend starts going, "Gwandi." So I hate you for that.
Happy to help.
It was a very funny film. I was slightly nervous coming to see it because these kind of self-referential, self-aware films...
They can be dangerous.
They can be. They can suck.
I'm competing with Jean-Claude Van Damme currently.
JCVD.
JCVD, which I have to say, the connotation, if you say JCVD, it just, there's something like he's got to get something cleared up.
It's an unfortunate set. Have you seen that film? Because I'm quite excited about seeing
it. I have not. I've heard there's a kind of a fascinating moment in the film where there's like a 5-minute soliloquy where he raises up above the film set to give this eloquent speech.
Fantastic.
In French.
Is it?
Yeah,
I
think it's a French-speaking, French-language film.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, nuts. We're getting
so it's
going to
make it even
people.
Better.
That's superb.
He is a muscle from Brussels.
That's superb. But you don't know if it's going to be any good or not.
He said to my friend Sam Raimi when they made Hard Target with them,
"Yeah,
the women, they love my ass. I will edit all of my own love scenes."
I don't think I've noticed his ass.
Yeah, he's sort of known for standing in his trailer buck-ass naked when people come to deliver his wardrobe.
Now, okay, interesting you mentioned that. Not because I want to talk about your butt, but...
Maybe that's why there's JCVD.
Yeah. But have you seen in the paper today about Christian Bale kicking off on set?
Oh, really? He goes off?
He goes off on one. They play
now, was it on YouTube or something like that?
It's on like TMZ or
did
something.
Did a crew member sort of slyly click record?
Well, it's the audio. The audio of it. They played a bit of it on Radio 5 this morning.
And now, who is he going off on? A director?
No, I think it's like the lighting director or something. Walks in his eye line.
Oh, he's in his eye line.
Yeah.
Oh, the old eye line routine.
And he goes mental. Would I come and effing move your effing lights? He's got an American accent, despite the fact I think he's Welsh. Have you ever kicked off? You've seen The Sort That Could.
I have, actually, and I'll explain why. I was doing a Western TV show, and I had to run through a doorway as a gunshot was coming after me.
Yeah.
And they put the squib right at eye level. A squib meaning a little explosive device that blows a piece of wood out.
Okay. That's what they're called, squibs.
A squib.
Okay.
That's right. And so as I ran past it, they hit it right as I ran past it. And this thing is eye level.
Yeah.
And I threw my hat down and I said, first of all, who cued that? at that time. Who put it at eye level?
Come on.
We're going to have a talk right now.
Yeah, Bruce.
And I freaked out. I absolutely freaked out, but I felt no remorse whatsoever.
Well, you nearly had an eye blown up.
Well, I said, look, if I lose an eye, you're all unemployed. So let's just be clear about that.
Cowboy with a patch, though. Would it look good?
It would be good. It would be good. So that's what cheeses me off. Now, was this during Dark Knight? Is he really the Dark Knight then?
I don't think it was during Dark Knight. What film? It was about from 4 years ago.
He's the rich knight
He's
now.
Very rich. Yeah, he'll very
be,
rich.
He'll be Sir gone off.
But you've been all, I didn't realize you've been in all the Spider-Man movies.
I have a pivotal role in each one of the Spider-Man movies.
Can you explain what they are?
Easily. The first one, I play the seemingly insignificant role of the ring announcer.
Yeah.
Yet without my part, where I name the character, this billion-dollar franchise would be called The Human Spider.
Exactly. Would have fallen apart.
I name him The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Part two, I have a small role, one would think, as the snooty usher.
Yes.
Where Spider-Man's trying to get to see his girlfriend Mary Jane in a play for the first time.
Yeah.
And he's late to the play.
Yeah.
So I don't let him in. So technically, I'm the only character who's ever defeated Spider-Man. Part three, I play the snooty usher. Sure, it's a small throwaway role, but Spider-Man comes to me for advice.
Yes.
Superheroes don't come to normal people for advice.
No, sir, they don't.
So part four, I'm sort of holding out for dog catcher.
Oh, fantastic.
Something small and insignificant.
But my name is Bruce. Sorry, this is what
you're
I'm tired
of carrying the weight of Spider-Man, frankly.
Well, I think you are. I think you're making what is...
And those tights are causing me a little bit of a rash.
A soulless franchise. You breathe life and color into it, sir. You make it what it is.
I'm glad you said that so I didn't have to.
No, well done. My name is Bruce.
No, my name is Bruce.
No, my name is Bruce is the film.
Oh, that film.
You kind of, it's slightly, you play yourself. I'm trying to be
I play a distorted version of myself.
Oh.
A creepy moron version of myself.
So how
a jerk version of myself.
How much of that jerk is you?
Plenty.
I'm reading your autobiography.
Plenty. I've gone off on film sets. You've heard that.
Yes, it kicks off.
But in this case, I had to yell at myself.
Yeah.
Being the director.
No, you directed it. You didn't write it.
And what was weird is I walked off the set once. So what I did is I showed that actor. I said, I'll just step in front of the camera myself. And show him how easy this job really is.
And did you humble him?
Yeah, he didn't go off after that.
Good lad, well done. You didn't write it.
Well, yes and no.
Oh, okay. Didn't say you'd written it on the screen.
No, that's
last
right.
Night.
And very often in low-budget motion pictures, you can't give yourself every credit because it looks like you own a lemonade stand on the corner.
Yeah.
You know, I built the stand, I made the sign.
Yeah.
Mark Verheiden wrote the screenplay, and then as a director, you always take that material and you go, right, thanks, nice try on that. We can't shoot here anymore because of this situation. It now has to be in an open field.
Yeah.
You know, just because of the production realities. So I would do one version of that to sort of bring those around. And then as an actor, I did another pass of saying, well, what would I really say here? What would I feel like saying here? I don't feel like saying that. I feel like saying this. And really, there's nobody else who knows the interaction between myself and the fans that's in the movie. So all of that dialogue is actual verbatim dialogue I've actually had with fans.
That's the bit when the fans are outside the
and they're harassing
door.
Me saying, did working with Ellen turn you gay, that sort of thing. I mean, those questions were all answered.
No, are they? That's not a real question you've been
100%
asked.
100% true.
Working with Ellen turn you gay.
Yes. And the fella in the wheelchair in the movie,
yes.
who was very rude, was based on a real character I met at a convention. He was a disabled person who was the rudest person I've ever met in the history of civilization.
Fantastic.
And so what do you do? And he really said, don't you have a more recent picture? And I did spell his name wrong.
Wow.
And you got to correct it. But in real life, you smile and give him the photograph and grit your teeth. But in the movie, I get to kick him in front of a car.
Well,
and then I get to hide behind that, blaming it on the character.
Yes.
That I would never do that. He did
but
that.
But you would like to do it.
I never said that.
Good lad. What are the top three Bruce Campbell questions then? I'm guessing Evil Dead 4 is up there somewhere.
Sure, Evil Dead
I'm
remake.
I'm not asking these questions now. I'm not interested. I just want to know what the questions are. Evil Dead 4, Evil Dead remake.
Yep, those are right up there.
And what's the is there another one that's just you just get all the time?
Yeah, refer to one.
Really? Okay, right. It just goes round in a loop.
Yeah.
Do you hate your fans, Bruce?
No, I don't actually. I'm one of the few actors who actually has no problem going to a convention and.
Yeah.
And pressing the flesh, as they say.
Because like horror fans and are kind of quite hardcore.
They're hardcore looking.
Yeah.
They have a big, rough, tough exterior, but they're quite the jellyfish usually on the inside.
Yeah.
Most of them are too shy to even look me in the face.
Yeah.
There's, a 6'6" guy comes up with a mohawk and piercings in every orifice and tattoos up the yin-yang, and he can't even say hello.
Well, I was,
and he's trembling. This is what kills me, is the 6'6" guy who could kick my ass in an alley in 3 seconds is like trembling as he gives me.
I had that last night when I was your PR people said, "Oh, Bruce is there. Would you like to meet him?" And I got all giggly and said, "I don't know if I want to. I'm a little bit shy."
Wait a second, you were that guy, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was the one.
You look better without the mohawk.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Who's?
You do have a great face for radio.
Hang on a second, Bruce Campbell's just dissed me.
Say, whose show is this?
Come on, who was the beautiful lady in the film? She's a fox.
Hubba hubba wahoo.
Yeah.
Her name is Grace Thorson, and she was a local actress from my local town.
Wow, she fills that dress.
Thank you very much for noticing.
Yes.
She's all natural, corn-fed Oregonian.
She was lovely.
And the kid, the young kid, Taylor Sharp, is also a local kid.
We're talking about the film. We should briefly kind of get, can you explain sort of what the film
is
about?
Well, the plot is very intricate, but I'll do the best I can.
Go on.
It's almost as intricate as The Dark Knight. Basically, it's a cautionary tale of why you should never hire an actor for anything.
Yeah,
it's a story of a broken down C movie actor, kind of named Bruce Campbell.
Yes,
of course, not the Bruce
Campbell.
Not
the Bruce Campbell. No,
it's Bruce Campbell, not Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, it's different.
And while he is co-opted by a fan, thinking that he has these great monster fighting abilities because of the genre past of his, to fight an actual monster that's terrorizing a small town. The monster is, of course, Gwandi.
Gwandi is his name. Yes.
Because Gwandi has been unleashed by these young troublemaking teenagers, and Gwandi is the protector of the dead in Chinese lore.
Right.
So he's going to protect this old mine shaft that the Chinese dug way back during the mining days.
Protector of the dead and bean curd.
And bean curd, because in his former life, before he became a deity, he was in fact a bean curd seller.
Are you following this, Davis?
No, I'm actually not making any of this up.
This is brilliant. I know.
If you Wikipedia Chinese
Gwandi's
lore,
Gwandi's a real god.
He's a real god.
Fantastic.
And he's vengeful. And so they in fact kidnap this loser actor.
Yes.
And attempt to force him to help them. And, of course, being an actor, he really does know, he knows nothing.
Yes.
He has no skills.
Yeah.
Except a bad attitude. So it's really, you know, it's very much the Joseph Campbell hero journey.
Yeah.
But if you didn't have a moron, you would have nowhere to go. I'm all for the redemptive story.
Yeah.
So it's a redemptive story. There will be tears. If you've seen The Changeling, this is really has much more of an impact than that. Why are you giggling?
I'm sorry.
You must have been thinking of something else.
I was thinking of
you and your girlfriend last night.
Yes, that never. What I was giggling at was my two. Am I allowed to say my two favorite bits from the film? Well, it won't ruin it, will it?
There's not much to ruin in that
movie. Okay, the singing prostitute.
Okay.
What a marvelous character.
She was local also.
Knocks on the door. Hello, I'm the singing prostitute.
Yes.
What a fantastic line. What a great character.
But she's also a transgender.
Yes, she's halfway through.
We were getting into that, and Bruce didn't want to hear any of that.
You were still up. Bruce was still up for it, I think, wasn't he?
Well, maybe a little.
I interpret it as a...
Oh, on the side, that's right. He did say, I'll take a rain check on the X, say, a little Aderlay.
A little bit of Stoogey backslang.
Indeed.
And the sexy woman says, I'm the mother of this kid. Does that put you off?
No.
Then the line, hey, a MILF is still a MILF.
A MILF is a MILF.
Yeah,
that's right.
It works. it is a fantastic film. And it was genuinely very funny. This is what I was saying earlier on. I was worried it could have been a little bit too in, a little bit too. And there are lots of nice in-jokes.
Well, there's
going to
be plenty of people who have no idea what's happening as they watch this thing. You know, why am I here watching this jerk spout movies that I've never heard
but
of.
But it still works, because my girlfriend, to be honest, didn't know who you were.
Right.
Yes. And
so as a cheesy comedy premise, it still functioned?
She thought it was still very, very funny.
Oh, good. Well, she's a fine woman.
Can
I have her number?
Well, yeah, you can if you want to.
I hear she's available.
She's not available, but for you, sir, it would be an honour to say, yes, my girlfriend left me for Bruce Campbell.
Fabulous.
That's not an offer you get every day. So, yes, it does work if you're not the hardcore massive fan, I would say.
Good, glad to hear that.
Very quickly.
Since most of America and the UK are not massive fans.
You were saying last night, this is your first time over here for 20 years.
It is. Last time I was here for a movie, I've come here occasionally for the weekend convention or something.
Okay.
But this is the first time promoting a movie since Evil Dead 2.
Yeah. And how are you finding the United Kingdom of England and others?
Round.
Yeah?
All the streets are round.
You enjoying the weather?
The weather is pretty funny, because I just came from that.
Yeah.
So you guys don't really know what you're talking about.
Is it true the set of the film is in your back garden?
I built it on my property, because we had a small town of Jacksonville, Oregon, where I live.
Yeah.
It is, in fact, an old mining town
and
a very historic town. But that summer, they were having a music festival, and that's where they make all their money. So they were like, we're not going to block streets during the music festival. So I decided to build the town.
Yeah.
And now I have a Western town on my property.
That's the coolest thing, man.
And in a few years, you'll be able to Google it.
That's the coolest thing. It's got a saloon. It's everything. It's wonderful.
So it really only has one purpose, for my wife and I to sort of joke around. And I won't explain any further.
Okay. Do you dress up as the cowboy again?
Well, let's not go there.
Good lad. Well done. Very quickly, Baba Hotep.
Yes.
It's a fantastic film. It is. I genuinely think it's in my top 10 list of films. I saw it when it was at the pictures. I went and saw it at the cinema.
At the picture show?
At the movie house. And I had a huge round.
Did you have that popcorn that's both sweet and salty? What do you call that?
Swalty.
Swalty. Yeah. I found that to be quite delightful.
I wouldn't have both.
In an unusual way.
I only like the sweet. Why would you want something salty? Then you got to drink a Coke and then you're in the circle.
Well, they cancel each other out, don't they?
Do they? Is sweet the opposite of salt? Yeah, I suppose it is. Anyway.
A lot of people eat that, you know.
I know they do. I'm sorry if I've offended them. My girlfriend at the time, not my current girlfriend, but I had a huge...
Have you had relationship problems?
A few. I'm marrying this one, so this better be the...
It better work, huh?
I've not finished your book. How many times have you been married? Are you
still... this is my second.
Oh, well, so you're still on the second. Okay, you've just got married. Okay.
Yeah, there'll be two or three more coming.
Okay. But so I had a row with this girlfriend at the time. And I went, do you know what, love? Get lost. I'm going to go and watch Baba Hotep on my own. And she went... Yeah, good. So
yeah, what? Exactly.
But it's a brilliant film. I couldn't work out at the end. Is he really Elvis?
He is Elvis.
He is really Elvis.
Absolutely 100% Elvis. He's not crazy at all. The other guy, Ossie Davis, playing JFK.
The black JFK.
Yes, he's crazy.
Oh, I thought that he was the real JFK. Because isn't there a scene in there that...
Well, he may actually be the real JFK.
Because there's a scene where...
Him you don't know about. But right. Getting Ossie Davis, who's the most sincere actor ever...
Yeah.
You believe what he's saying.
Yeah.
Because he believes what he's saying. And I think maybe even Ossie Davis did believe that he was the president.
But
he met Kennedy. That's what kills me.
Yeah.
The real Kennedy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In real life?
In real life, at the White House.
Wow, and then he goes on to play him.
Yes.
That's kind of weird.
That's very strange.
But if you've not seen it, Davis, you've not seen it. It's a brilliant film. So it's Elvis and...
Yeah, it's two old guys in a rest home. Yeah. Elvis Presley has cancer on his penis.
Yeah.
And he's dying. And
I'm laughing at that. That's a terrible thing to laugh at.
Well, look, if you can get past the first 30 seconds of the movie, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Because that's the first thing they talk about. And then he meets a fella played by the great, late Ossie Davis, who thinks he's JFK.
Yeah.
And he thinks that there's a mummy coming into the rest home where these two gentlemen are staying and sucking the souls out of the old people through their orify.
Yeah.
And turns out to be true.
Yeah.
So these two old codgers have to team up, defeat the mummy and save the rest home.
And
redeem themselves in the process.
It's wonderful. It's even better than it sounds, David. It's genuinely brilliant. And what's the scene? Is it you in a wheelchair? You're trying to knock down a zombie or a mummy in the wheelchair?
There's quite a fight. Being in a wheelchair, taking on a zombie. It's awkward yet beautiful.
Listen, very quick. I'm going to let you go because are you busy all day? What are you up to? Do you want
to
get
lunch?
Now we're seeing the real Bruce Campbell.
Having lunch with Christian Bale, if you really want to know.
It's going to kick off.
I'm going to ask him why he's gone off so bad.
Please do.
I'm going to teach him a little etiquette.
I've got your book. You're one of your books. You've written two, Making Love the Bruce Campbell Way.
Yes.
Not sure if I need that advice.
Your fiancé might agree with that.
Okay, I'll have a word with her. But the autobiography, anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, buy it. It's coming out soon.
It's out now.
It's coming out again, though. For some reason, I just made a new deal with a UK publisher.
I've just bought it. Is it updated?
Sure, yeah. Yeah. Why don't you read it and find out?
Balls. All right, listen. My name is Bruce. Is having a limited theatrical release.
That's right, because this film wasn't released, it escaped.
It escaped from the 13th of February. Then it's on DVD, hang on a second, from the 2nd of
March. You don't really
have
to worry, though. It'll play forever in theaters.
It should do. I think it's a...
Well.
There's a bit in the film last night where it jumped. Was that a homage?
No, that's a crappy print.
Oh, okay. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, it would be nice, a little homage. DVD and Blu-ray on the 2nd of March. My name is Bruce. It's genuinely very, very funny. I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass, which I believe is a phrase you Americans are aware of.
I've never heard that before.
Well done. Bruce, it's lovely to meet you. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Hey, that's fantastic.